But we're going to be continuing this series called Keys to 2018, and we've been looking at ways to improve our faith in the uncertainty, knowing that we don't know what's going to happen this year. So the first week, we looked at seeking God, pursuing Christ always leads to surrender. And then we said, once you make that surrender and you begin seeking God, it never fails. You always run into giants. And so we looked at those stones and how we can use them as a reminder of God's faithfulness. And if you weren't here that Sunday, there's some stones back there when you leave. Then last week, we looked at Jesus' words where he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And you got that little mirror. And we said, take that mirror home. Some of you might have used it in the car. Some of you might have used it when you got up in the morning. But just as a reminder to stop and to pray, not only for the harvest, but for the laborers to be led to step up and step out in faith. And so that leads us to today. And so today we're going to see that once we're ready to do that, once we're ready to be the answer, we have to give Christ what we have. So today's scripture is going to come from Matthew 14. I'm going to be starting with verse 13, and then we'll read through verse 21. So Matthew 14, starting with verse 13. And I ask you if you can or are able to stand in honor and in reverence of the reading of the gospel lesson this morning. Angie, do you have a page number, please? 796. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the village and buy food for themselves. Jesus said to them, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. They replied, we have nothing here but five loaves and two fish. And he said, bring them here to me. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. A gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So give what you have. Scripture lesson today is a popular lesson. It's so popular that it ends up in all four Gospels in some way, shape, or form. All four Gospels have this story of the feeding of the multitudes, the little boy's lunch, or the five loaves and the two fish. In different ways we see it. It's full of theological implications. It's even got some foreshadowing of Jesus' life. It's full of rich lessons. But it's also full of a simple truth that can make 2018 a year that will be great, not only in your faith journey, but in the journey of this church. That lesson that we are going to see today is that you have to give what you have. That you have to give what you have. The scripture lesson starts off by saying, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew. So the first thing you have to think of is, what is this? Well, he's just heard that his cousin, that John the Baptist, has been killed. That he's been killed, and Jesus is distraught over his cousin, just like anybody else would be. And so he retreats to this place, but he's Jesus. So the crowds don't leave him alone. They follow. And the disciples come to him and they say, send these people away. Now, why in the world would the disciples do that? Well, they knew, based on the custom, that if people considered themselves visitors, guests of the disciples and Jesus, it was their responsibility to provide the meal. And they started looking at all these people, these 5,000 men plus the women and the children. So 10 or 12 or maybe even 15,000, some commentators would say. They knew they had no money. And they knew they had no food. But Jesus, we see earlier, he looked on this crowd with compassion. He taught them. He healed them. And then the valuable lesson comes. Jesus looks at his disciples and he says, "You give them something to eat." Now let's think for a minute. If you're a disciple, can you imagine how they looked at each other? Like, well, who's going to tell Jesus we don't have anything? You tell him. Peter, come here. You know, Peter always say something crazy, right? But finally they say, look, all we have is five little loaves. And we're not talking loaves. We're talking like little pieces of bread and two fish. And Jesus said, bring them to me. Then he blesses them. And then y'all know the rest of the story. They pass it out and there's so much to eat. Everybody is satisfied. And there's even 12 baskets of leftovers. We have probably all found ourselves at one point or another saying something like, somebody ought to do something. Or boy, they ought to do something. And see, that's what the disciples are really getting at here. We ought to let them go so they can go buy their own food. They even say, let them go in the village and buy their food. It's not our problem. But Jesus kind of makes it their problem, doesn't he? Five loaves, two little fish. And they say, Jesus, this is all we got. He doesn't say, go find more. He says, give them to me. Give them to me. Jesus didn't ask for more than what they had. He knew what they had. They told him. Jesus knows exactly what you have to offer. Jesus knows exactly what this church has to offer to the community around it. And he's not going to ask for more than you have. But he's going to say, take that meager amount that you have and give it to me. So the choice is then in our hands. We're either going to give what we have to Jesus, or we're going to say, it's just not enough. So I want to ask you this morning, what five loaves and two fish are you carrying around? What small little Happy Meal, to use modern terms? Y'all eat Happy Meals, right? Big kid meal, something or another. Y'all get value meals now? Man, when I started here, y'all were eating Happy Meals. But what little snack do you have that if you'll give it to Jesus, he'll make sure you have leftovers? You see, anytime you talk to somebody about something, I'll go to church because it's the right thing to do. But anything extra, anything other than that, I really just don't have time for. Anybody use that line this year? Not even church related, but just you told somebody you didn't have time for something? I have. I'll confess. I don't have time to go work out today. I don't have time to come to that dinner. Professor, I really don't have time to write those six papers you want me to write by tomorrow. But you see, anytime you give Jesus something, he makes sure you have extra. And we talk around here about our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And whichever one you want to take and apply to, if you'll give it to Jesus, he will make sure you have extra. Anytime I make time to stay in the Word, that I make time to pray daily, that I make time to hold myself accountable and to let others hold me accountable and to hold others accountable, I never run out of time in the day. I feel better at the day because I feel like I'm getting more done. You're not going to have less time because you're involved in something drawing you closer to Christ. You're never going to run out of money if you're given to the Lord. Your grandmother might not have told you, but you can't outgive the Lord. But when you give of your service, When you step up and say, I'll do whatever, I'll teach a Sunday school class. I'll help with outreach. I'll write some cards to some people at the church just to let them know I'm thinking about them and praying for them. I'll call and check on somebody. I'll help cook a soup for the youth. You never run out, do you? There's always leftovers when you're willing to give to Jesus what you have. Young people hear that. Middle schoolers, high schoolers hear that. Whatever talents you have, whatever your life brings your way, if you'll give it to Jesus, you will always have enough. There will be enough peace. There will be enough contentment. There will be enough whatever you resources to get by. A study was done, and there was a hungry homeless man sitting on one bench and a well-to-do businessman on his lunch break sitting on the other. Both of them eating the same meal. And the guy walked up to the wealthy businessman sitting on the bench and he said, hey, I'm hungry. Can I have some of your food? The answer was immediately, no, this is my lunch. He walked right across the street to the bench where the hungry homeless man was. And he said, look, I'm hungry. Can I have some of your food? And the homeless man gave him half of what he had. And the guy said, now, why did you do that? You're the one that's going to be hungry later. He said, because I remember what it was like to have nothing. Sometimes I think as a church and as Christians in our comfortable society that we live in, we forget what it's like to have nothing. We forget what it was like before we knew the Savior. And we get in this comfortable place where we're not quite willing to give to Jesus what we have. One commentator, he described it this way. However the story is interpreted, Jesus charged to his disciples stands, you give them something to eat. The source of the feeding is God, but the resources are human. The work of the disciples, the bread of human effort, is honored, it is used, and it is magnified by Jesus. Church, can that be said about your five loaves and your two fish? Has what you have to offer, is what we have to offer as a body of Christ, been honored, used, and magnified by Jesus? 2018 will be a great year. We've got lofty goals, but it is truly going to take everybody giving what they have to Jesus. And in January of 2019, the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, wasn't it neat, used to say. We'll stand here and we'll look and we'll see 12 baskets full of leftovers for all that God has done in and through our lives and the life of this church. Let's pray.